The Sri Lankan capital Colombo is tense but calm after a night of violence that saw seven people killed, including a member of parliament. Rival demonstrations escalated into street battles, sparked by the worst economic crisis in decades. The prime minister stepped down. Now his brother, the president, is under pressure to go. Manuel Fernandez has more from Colombo.
At the moment, from what we've seen on the streets in Colombo, things seem to have settled to some extent. Obviously, there is a curfew extended till Wednesday morning. There is a heavy military presence. On our way here, we got stopped at multiple checkpoints manned by the Air Force, some by the Army, and the Navy is out, the police is out. So very much those chaotic scenes where you saw protesters sort of taking all the law into their own hands. They seem to have retreated back into their homes. That anger, that frustration that really spilled over onto the streets seems to have abated for the moment.
The Marcos family may be returning to power in the Philippines. Unofficial results of the presidential election suggest Ferdinand Marcos Jr. has an extensive lead. He could become the next leader 36 years after his father was overthrown in a revolution. Ukraine's military says at least one person has been killed and five have been wounded in Russian airstrikes in the port city of Odessa. It says a shopping center and a warehouse were hit. The U.S. has accused Russia's President Vladimir Putin of rewriting history in a speech in Moscow to mark Victory Day. Putin suggested during the celebrations that Western aggression led to the war in Ukraine. In South Korea, former prosecutor Yoon Suk-yeol has been sworn in as the new president. In his inauguration speech, Yoon's called for the complete denuclearization of North Korea. He said the door remains open for dialogue with Pyongyang. A fight between rival gangs at a prison in Ecuador has left at least 44 inmates dead and dozens on the run. The violence broke out after a gang leader was transferred to the Bella Vista jail in Santo Domingo. Demonstrations have been held in Mexico City to demand justice for a rising number of journalists who've been murdered. Two women, a director and a reporter, were shot dead in the city of Veracruz on Monday.